I'm always here to help you, right? Always here to help you. These are simple home remedies. Okay, now listen. You got to listen to these because these are important. Simple home remedies. How many people you cut your hand while you're slicing vegetables? I have a cure for that. Avoid cutting yourself when slicing vegetables by getting someone else to hold the vegetables while you chop. Simple home remedies. Simple. For high blood pressure sufferers, simply cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes, thus reducing the pressure in your veins. Remember to use a timer. Simple. A mouse trap placed on the top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and going back to sleep after you hit the snooze button. Simple. You see how simple that is? I like this one. If you have a bad cough, a lot of us are sick. If you have a bad cough, take a large dose of laxatives. You'll be afraid to cough. You only need two tools in life. Two tools, that's all you need. WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and should, use the WD-40. If it shouldn't move and does, use the duct tape. If you can't fix it with a hammer, you've got an electrical problem. Simple stuff. Daily thought, and this is I'll leave you with this. Some people are like slinkies. This is good. This is good. And this heartfelt. Some people are like slinkies, not really good for anything, but they sure bring a smile to your face when you push them down the stairs. How to get to heaven, Judaism. Believe it or not, this is just a really, really, really brief thumbnail on the Jews, because I thought that they were just basically one specific type of belief or belief system is what they have. But to be real honest with you, they are vast. They have a vast array of differences. There are a lot of different branches off of each individual branch, believe it or not. And it even goes down, and I didn't know this, it even goes down as far as the new craze in the Hollywood crowd. Kabbalah is actually part of Jewish belief, believe it or not, and we'll get into that just a little bit, but we're going to study just a little bit about this, about the Jewish people. I want to read to you real quickly in Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 11 and verse 37, and the reason I'm reading this to you is because I want you to hear how Jesus feels. By the way, this doesn't matter to the Jewish people, how Jesus feels. It really makes no difference. Those that are in Judaism, I'm not talking about all the Jews, because some Jewish folks believe in Christ. Verse 37 in Luke chapter 11, the Bible says, "And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ye ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then he answered unto one of the lawyers and said to him, Master, thus saying thou, reproachest us also." Now listen, he's talking to the scribes and Pharisees here. These are the Jewish leaders of the day talking with Christ. And Christ is just bashing them because of how they feel about themselves and how they feel about people and how they feel, most importantly, how do you get to heaven, Jewish people? That's what he's trying to convince them of. Look, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what he's trying to give them there. And they miss it. And they still miss it today. Okay? All right, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you again for the opportunity that it is to teach. Lord, help us to better be equipped to tell people about you. Lord, we live in a world today that has everything but you. And they do, Lord. They're seeking everything. They're turning every which way, but they just miss you every time. Lord, please help us to open the eyes of some folks, Lord. Help us to become better soul winners. Help us to know more about the other things that are out there so we can better be in the battle. Lord, help us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you look at your sheet that I passed out, I made this up myself. Listen, there were scads and scads of information about Judaism, scads of it. I mean, it was all over the place out there. And understand this, I want to affirm this every single time that a lesson comes out. I am not showing you this so you can argue. I am not showing you this so you think less of people. What I'm showing you this for is because there's people that need what you have. They need the Christ that we have. No matter what background they're from, no matter where they've been, no matter where they're going, no matter what they've done, no matter what they're going to do, they need Christ. And the way that we can speak to people is if we know more about them. Now listen, you may go up to a Jewish person and think that you obviously know about Christ. They know about Christ, but they don't like him. That's just the bottom line. And that is a hard pill for a Baptist person to swallow, that people don't like Christ, yet are religious. Okay, so let's look at this real quickly. We'll get through it. And the reason I read that scripture to you is Christ was speaking to the Jewish leaders of that day when he was saying those words, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees." Okay, what do they do with Jesus? How to get to heaven? Judaism. What do they do with Jesus? They believe that Jesus was a man, nothing more. Now listen. You got to understand something. If you fall short there, you're going to fall short everywhere else. Okay? Now, you say, well, what do they do with the Bible, Brother Dave? I'll get to that in 1 second, but understand this. Even if they have the Bible, they don't believe all of it. And even if they have it, what talks about Christ, they don't believe in Christ. So you got to understand, it's almost like, what's amazing is the rituals that they do, and I don't have time to even get started in the amount of rituals. Jewish folks are seeking the Messiah so desperately. The ones that are Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox, the rest of them, they're kind of not, and I'll get to them in a second, but they're so desperately seeking the Messiah. I am absolutely amazed that they didn't accept Christ when he was here, because they're so desperately seeking. However, the reasons that they give for not accepting him is just simply because he did not set up his kingdom. And he didn't, and I don't know how this is, he didn't perform any of the messianic miracles. Really? I mean, I read through the scripture and I see miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle that only somebody with the power of a Messiah could do, and they say he didn't do any of them. Because he was a man, nothing more. Apparently nobody was present at the feeding of the 5,000 that was really 20. Apparently nobody was present when he turned the water into wine. Apparently nobody was present when he did all those things. Yet they still wouldn't, they don't believe. Matter of fact, not only do they not believe, they vehemently reject that. Specifically because he didn't set up his kingdom for the Jewish people while he was here. But they wouldn't accept him when he was here anyhow. See, what's sad is the Bible teaches us that if they would have accepted him right there when he first came, if they would have accepted him, he would have set up his kingdom right there. He would have set up his kingdom and that would have been it. Right there. Wham, done. Set up the kingdom. Gentiles are out. Jews only. That's the way it goes. Thank God that he didn't let that happen. Because if he lets that happen, you and I don't get in. Because we're grafted in. As much as you hate to say this, we're adopted Jews. Once you accept Christ, you become, by adoption, you become Jewish. We're grafted in. Awesome. Amen. You can't claim to be the only Jew here, Dave. I'm just kidding. Nationality, yes. But we're adopted in. I'm so thankful that the Lord cares enough to make us one of his children. So what do they do with Jesus? They believe that Jesus was a man, nothing more. And then listen to this next statement. This is off their website, by the way. Jesus was steeped in the spirit of the Pharisees. They called him a Pharisee of Pharisees. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. Woe unto you, Pharisees. If he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, why is he telling the Pharisees, woe? Jesus was not a Pharisee. Jesus was the Savior of all man. Yet they missed it. They missed it. They were there, and they missed it. See, that's what we've got to come to grips with. We go out soul winning, and we say, man, I've had this all so many times where you've got them right there. Yep. You got them. Right, all you got to do, brother, is please just see this. See that Jesus is right here in these pages. This is where he is. All you have to do is accept him. You're right there. Can't you see? No, I can't. No, I can't. How many times have you been dealing with somebody that is a step away and you wish you could get behind them and push them? Just accept the Savior. I had a fellow one time at the countertop in his house. And it always starts out when you deal, well, it seems like for me it always starts out with, I'm not good enough. And I say, amen, you're right. Neither am I. And I try to tell them that the Lord, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Everybody said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We're all the same. Nobody's better than anybody else. Would to God I could get the whole world to understand that. When I go to the jail ministry, that's the first thing I talk about every time. We're all the same. The only difference is you're wearing orange and white and I'm not. But understand this, everybody deserves this. See, what you got to come to grips with is this. Nobody is better than anybody else. And that's what the Jews have a problem with, is they believe that they're better. Their nation, yes, it is God's nation. Yes, he did set that nation up. But how dare they say that? Because that's the nation that rejected him. At the very best, they rejected Christ. And see, what happens is this. We get him right to the door, Eddie. You're at the door of retirement. Well, actually, you're through the door because you took vacation at the end. Man, way to go. Right at the door. They saw it. They touched him. They saw him. They were with him. They watched him. They knew exact men were there when he got baptized, for goodness sake. The Pharisees were right there. And they missed it. They missed the love of God. It walked right by in the middle of them. Could you imagine Brother Kataiver walking with Christ? I mean with him, while he was on this earth, in his flesh, could you imagine walking with Christ? Could you imagine seeing the wonderful thing? Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I would never left his side just because of how neat it would be to watch him do the things that he was doing. At the very least, I would have said, wow. At the very least, I would have said, I'm walking with him, I don't care what happens. At the very least, I mean, apart from accepting him as Savior. But you listen to me and you look at me. The people missed it. They missed it. But how many people, even today, miss it? They miss it. And because they miss it, we feel defeated. Because they miss it, we feel that we should stop because nobody's hearing anymore. Because they miss it, we say, it just doesn't do any good to go out and tell somebody. But I'm going to tell you right now, I was out with Brother Mike Freimeyer. I cut one off at the pass. It was his turn to knock on the door. He goes up and knock on the door. The kid came out from the back. I was walking towards the driveway because we were getting ready to leave because they wouldn't come to the door. And there he was. Wham, I met him right there. Led him to Christ. Boy, he was mad. And how many people? We told that day at least 10 people. In that one little neighborhood, at least 10 people. Only one. Only one. And by the way, those are good odds. Because there might be a day that you go out and you don't get anybody. They may all miss it. And what are they missing? They're passing over the judgment and the love of God. Now, you might say, well, why? Those don't seem like they go together. Understand this. They exactly go together. Because the Jewish people miss the fact that the judgment and the love are the same thing. Because of the judgment that needed to happen, he loved us so much that he came down and died for us and took the judgment on himself. And what's amazing is they miss the simplicity that is Christ. Because they surround themselves with rituals. They surround themselves with things that they're doing to make them feel better. But understand this, the void is still there. The void of not having Christ is still there. How do you know that, Brother Dave? It's real simple. They come up with new stuff to do all the time. What do they do with the Bible? They call it the Torah. That's very loose. Let me explain that to you right now, okay? The Bible, the first five books of the Bible they hold, but understand this, it's not what we have is the Word of God. Because they have, it's written different the way they have it. The first five books of the Bible, we may look at it as, well, that's Moses' books, the ones that God wrote through Moses. That's the first five, but they don't have that anymore exactly. It's written differently today. It's been changed a lot. Even the verses that they had on the internet were not even close to the same. So I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about when they say that, but they call that the Torah. The first five books, that's the only books that God has ever given except, okay? And I'll get to that in 1 second too. But understand this, they have, so here's what you got. And this is, I always caution people, when you go out and you're going soul winning, understand this. First of all, you've got to have somebody, if you're going to talk to somebody about soul winning, eventually you got to get around to the fact, do they believe the Bible? Okay, now understand, you don't have to ask that question, but you got to have somebody standing there that will at least look at the Bible with you, at least hear the Bible. Because if you don't have somebody that believes in the Bible, how in the world can they get saved? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're not going to get saved apart from the Word of God. It's impossible. Like it or lump it, I don't care what you tell me. You can't get saved apart from the Word of God. So what you have is this. You deal with somebody that doesn't believe the Bible, you might as well stop. Because you're not going to convince anybody if they don't believe the Scripture. It's impossible. So they have the Scriptures in their hands, in their own mind, but they don't have the Word of God in their hands. And it doesn't stop there. Let me go on. They call it the Torah. Only the first five books are accepted as written, as the written or specific commandments of God. They believe in the Ten Commandments. Well, we know the Ten Commandments were given as a schoolmaster until the seed would come. But the other two forms of Bible, understand, see, they don't stop there, although they say this in down in their 13 Articles of Faith. You'll see this in a second. This is where they kind of trip themselves up a little bit. There are two other forms of Bible in quotation marks that they have. The oral commandments handed down through the centuries, compiled into the Talmud. Now, the oral commandments are basically like saying, have somebody else hold your vegetables while somebody else chops, okay? That would be an oral commandment given to somebody so you didn't get your hand hurt, okay? That was passed from century to century to century, eventually compiled into written form, and they call that the Talmud, okay? Hey, there's a lot of things that have been passed down from century to century that are just not Bible. Amen? So they have the Talmud, and then they have the rabbinic commandments that can be given at any time and are the third form of Scripture. So they believe in a consistent, a constant, perpetual revelation. In other words, a rabbi can have a new thing from God at any time, and if the rabbi has it, then he can give it to the people, and it's as it's coming from God. Okay? Now listen, this isn't in every single sect, but in the vast majority of the sects of Jewish people, the rabbi is basically a go-between between you and God, basically. And whatever they say it is basically from God, okay? Now listen, that's right along the lines of a lot of other faiths that are out there, okay? Now, there are seven recognized branches of Judaism, and I find this really, really interesting. The ultra-Orthodox Jews, number one, are completely given to rituals and writings. They almost insanely try to stick to what the old ways and the old teachings, and they still do the Passover with the killing of the lamb. They still do all those other things. These are ultra-Orthodox, completely given to that. Okay. By the way, not many of them. There's nobody like that in America, I don't believe. If they are like that, they're still over in Jerusalem, still over in Israel, and I don't think there's many of them, okay? Number two is the Orthodox. They believe desperately in the written and oral truths. They don't follow all of the rituals. By the way, all of these get less and less Jewish as we go down the line, okay? Number one is the most. Number six and seven are tied, okay? Number three is a conservative. Now, I put that next to there. It's founded in America. It's amazing how watered down things get when you get here. I'm going to stop there for a minute. It's amazing how watered down things get when you get to America. Because the Jewish folk would come over here with their rituals and customs, yet when they get to America, they start to leave some of that behind. Because in America, it doesn't go with the crowd to believe what you believe and nothing else. Let me say that again. You're not in with the in-type crowd if you believe what you believe, and nobody's going to stop you from believing that. It didn't used to be that way here. It used to be that when a man believed what he believed, it didn't have to worry about people taking it from him. But today you live in a place where it's not right for you to believe that. It's not right for you to hold true. It's not right for you to be a Baptist. Take your name off the building because nobody believes that way anymore. Take your beliefs. Oh, it's a King James Bible. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Oh, we're just talking about inspiration. Or we're just talking about perfection. Or we're just talking about, don't worry about that. It's okay. We're all King James people here. That's hogwash, brother. You hold on to what you believe and don't you ever let loose of it. The problem is, Brother Mark, we don't know what we believe anymore. We don't care enough to search. We don't care enough to seek. We don't care enough to get into scriptures and really find out why they are what they are. So when you come over to America, the people that come over here see, man alive, this place is kind of loose. This place is all right. You don't have to be everything. You can be whatever you want to be. But that's not true, is it? You really can't be what you want to be. Because I promise you, I go down to the street corner and start preaching, they'll take me to jail. I turn this mouth loose downtown by next to the courthouse, they'll invite me right in. You think you won't? The last time preacher went out and preached on the street, a cop pulled up and told him he had to stop. I mean, he ran his car up on the sidewalk and told preacher, you got to stop, you're disturbing the peace. Preachers don't disturb peace, they bring peace. The Jews came over here and started to water down what they believed. It's basically exactly what happens to just about all the others. And that gives you conservative. Now, conservative believes in the written part, some of the oral, but they really start to have more and more. The rabbis in America, in almost every article that I read from here on out, that the rabbis wrote were all American rabbis, and they really start to have some really crazy ideas. I mean, it really starts to get crazy over here in America. Then you have Reformed Jews, or Reformed Judaism, also founded in the USA, changes with the times, but keeping the nationality. So no matter what the changes are in the times, we can go ahead and do whatever we want to do, but we're going to stay Jewish. Now, do you think an ultra-Orthodox Jew would hang around with a Reformed Jew? They don't. As a matter of fact, the ultra-Orthodox Jews believe that the Reform, anything under ultra-Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox thinks that they're fake. Seriously, they just think they're fake people. Okay? Which, hey, by the way, if you come out of being a Baptist and you start holding on to the NIV, I'm right with them. You drop the King James Bible, you drop your name, you're a fake. Put that in your pipe. Reconstructionist Jews incorporated even more of United States with its philosophy. Everyone is equal. That's not taught if you go up the line, not everybody is equal in Jewish philosophy. When it gets down to Reconstructionists, they're trying to reconstruct the Jewish people by letting everybody in the Jewish people be the same. Everybody's the same. Now, Jesus looks on you as being the same, but the Jews did not. And you saw in the scribes and Pharisees, whenever it talks about them, they were higher up society. They were different. They were set apart, okay? The regular people weren't like them. But this is totally different. You think, well, this is America, Jack. Everybody's equal. But that's not what they believe. Okay, it may be that we're all equal, and in Jesus Christ's eyes, we're all equal. But in their eyes, it's not. That's the dissension that they've had. Then number six is humanist. I get a kick out of this. Humanist Judaism. I didn't know that could exist together. Humanist Judaism. there's no God, then it's not Judaism. But they say it is. No God, but still keep the Jewish culture. Okay? No God at all, but still keep the Jewish culture. I don't know how deep they go into that, but there's no God, but they still keep the Jewish culture. And then the seventh one, I like this one. Flexodox Jews. This is brand new, 2003, brother. 2003 in the United States of America, a brand new branch of the Judaism comes out. It's Flexodox. Whatever you want to be, you can be. Also born right here in the great old United States of America. Any part of Judaism may be believed by any Jew or non-Jew. You don't have to be Jewish to be a Flexodox Jew. Okay? That is different. That has never been done. Never been done. But that's what they're saying. Now, works, and I looked into this, the way that they get to heaven, they never answered the question. Because in every one, if you would type in their search spot, how do you get to heaven, they all take you to a spot that tells you how they believe you get to heaven, or if they don't believe you get to heaven, whatever. But they tell you. This one is the only one that didn't. So I had to do a little bit more research. And I came up, works is the way to get to heaven, along with belief in the following. There's 13 articles of the faith. Number one, God is creator and ruler of all things. Number two, God is one. That means that there is no Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's just God. Okay? God is one. God is creator and ruler of all things. God is one. Number three, God has no physical body and nothing resembles him. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, 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 wait. Now, wait a minute. Go back to Genesis with me. Wait, 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 wait. In verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, and let me ask you a question. Is Genesis one of the first five books of the Bible? Now listen to me now. You remember what we just went over in the first part? How the first five books of the Bible, that's the Torah. Right? In verse 26 in chapter 1 of Genesis would be a verse that would be in the Torah. Right? And the Bible says in verse 26, and God, who? God, who? God said, let us make who in our image? Man in whose image? Now, first of all, that blows the first two things right out of the water right there. Let us make man, us is more than one person, in our, which is more than one person, image. Let us make man in our image. I hate to tell you this, but the Lord God does have a form. He does have a form, and it's like ours. Because he said it was. Now, listen to me. And after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish. It's good, we need fish. God is one. God has no physical body. Nothing resembles him. We do resemble him. Yes, we do resemble him. God is first and last. Amen. You can only pray to God. I would agree with that, but there's three parts to God. All words, A-L-L, words of the prophets are true. Now, they even go past the first five books of the Bible for this one. They go all the way to the minor prophets, major prophets, all the way going back through the Old Testament. How much of the New Testament do you think they accept?
Zero.
None. Not one ounce of the New Testament is any good. All words of the prophets are true. Prophecies of Moses are all true, and they are complete. That's what they're telling you, but that's not true, because they also believe that the Talmud, and they also believe Zohan. You ever heard of Zohan? How many have heard of Zohan? Zohan, you've heard of Zohan? All right. You're smart, Katayra. Zohan, which I didn't hear of until yesterday, Zohan is a book of basically made up of articles of rabbis that they've put out, basically different things that they're stating about different aspects of life. Is that right? Pretty much. It includes in the Zohan, that's where the Kabbalah draws its information from, mysticism, magical prayers, things like this. That's part of Judaism. Can you believe that? That's part of Judaism. The Torah, the prophecies of Moses are all true and they are complete. Well, they don't believe they're complete because they keep adding to it every day. Torah was given to Moses and it is complete and true. Torah will not be changed and there will never be another. Now understand, they don't believe what we have in English is right. They believe what they have in Hebrew is right. They think the originals are okay, but what we have today is not okay. All right, because it's been changed. But they believe that it's never going to be changed and there will never be another Torah. God knows, number 10, God knows all men's thoughts and deeds. Amen, I believe that. Number 11, God is a rewarder of them that keep his commandments and a punisher of those who do not. Now, what do you think about that? I don't hear any quick answers. Now, listen, God is a rewarder of them that keep his commandments. You can't keep his commandments. He gave them to us specifically to let us know that we can't keep them, that we need a Savior. That's why he gave them as a schoolmaster. We can't keep them. Nobody else can keep them. If somebody says, I try to keep the Ten Commandments, then tell them to name them. He's a punisher of those who do not. Man, I tell you right now, that is not where the punishment comes. The punishment does not come in the sin. It comes in the unbelief in Jesus Christ. There's your punishment. Number 12, believe in the coming Messiah, and Jesus was certainly not him. Boy, that's scary. I hate to even write that on your paper, okay? But that's what they believe. They believe in the coming Messiah, and by the way, their Messiah is going to come again. Number 13, the dead will be brought back to life when God decides that it is time to do so, and not before. Understand this. The dead in Christ will rise, but they're still alive today. Just because your physical body died doesn't mean that you're dead. Your physical body died, but your spirit and your soul went to be in heaven with him. Brother Tom. Right. That's right. That's right. It's so simple. And again, the reason that I read this to you, or not that one, the reason that I read that the scripture to you, they missed the judgment, they missed the love of God. They missed it. And when you're witnessing to somebody that's Jewish, understand, first of all, over in America, you're not going to run into a lot of ultra-Orthodox. You're not going to run into a lot of conservative Jews. You're going to run into reformers. You're going to run into a lot, which you may have a chance. An ultra-conservative, man, I tell you, I don't know how in the world. I don't know how you get an ultra-Orthodox Jew. I don't know how you tell him. I really don't. I mean, I've never run into one, and I don't think you will here. I don't know how in the world to do it. I really don't. I mean, God can do anything. Amen. I believe that. But boy, it would be tough. And a lot of their rituals are based upon mysteries in the Old Testament that were revealed in the New, and they miss it. They don't see it. Such a sad thing. We need to pray for the Jews. Pray for those people. And pray that the Lord would bring one in your path. That would be fun, wouldn't it? I'd love to speak to a Jew. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. Lord, I thank you that that we didn't miss it. Lord, I'm thankful that I know I need a Savior. I'm thankful that I know I'm unworthy. I'm thankful that I know I'm undone. Lord, I'm thankful that you're the finisher of the undone, the finisher of the unworthy, the finisher of those who do not deserve to be finished. Lord, I'm thankful that you finished it all on Calvary. Lord, please, you went out of your way time and time again to call your people. You went out of your way, Lord, to show them. And Lord, they rejected you. Lord, I pray that rejection would soon come to an end. I pray that those people would get saved. They would know you. They would trust you. They would love you. Lord, I'm so thankful for the Jewish folks. They need your help still. And Lord, I would pray that we would run into some and we would tell them about you. Lord, I'm so thankful for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. Be with us today. Let us have a great day in your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.